All right, and we're back, and we're listening to the music of Charles Mingus. I'm going to play one more cut from a 1960s recording. This one is called Varzalian. A couple of things to take note of when we're talking about practices that we weren't used to seeing. One of the things that we were used to seeing with the music of Duke Ellington was unusual combinations of instruments. Listen to the beginning of this piece. We're going to hear some bass clarinet with the double bass playing together. Charles Mingus was a bass virtuoso. We could actually spend a lot of time just listening to his music. I've often thought that maybe this course should be a survey of maybe one or two or three jazz musicians where we take 3 or 4 weeks and just listen to the music of one artist and really get a sense of where they started from and where they ended up or where they might be right now. But anyway, here we have Charles Mingus and Varzalian. You'll also notice in this piece that the music stops and starts a couple of times, and it gets into a very traditional type of almost a ballady four type feeling. But again, these little quirky things about it, you know, and a bass clarinet solo by Eric Dolphy, Varzalian. Thank you. by Charles Mingus, Vaserlian. We're going to continue with one final Mingus cut, and hopefully it won't get faded out because I think I'm still within the hour framework here. We're going to hear from a 1977 recording, a version of Better Get It In Your Soul. This features a couple of instruments that we're not used to hearing yet, but we're going to be hearing from now on. There are a couple of acoustic guitars on this record. There are a couple of electric guitars on this album. There even on one recording, there's a couple of different bass players on it. Charles Mingus would very often have two bass players in his band. Sometimes he would even put his bass down and play piano in the band. So we're going to play Better Get Hit In Your Soul. This is Charles Mingus from 1977. Then we're going to take a break and we're going to come back and listen to something a little bit different, the World Saxophone Quartet.
We'll be right back.